FM 90.3 WJTL Building 429 Worry Casting Crowns Only Jesus Mac Powell New Creation. Good morning to you and happy Thursday. It's 7:04. Stacy and Fred with you this morning.
Well, join Nick as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11 and Saturday evening from 7 to 9. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Our very special guest this morning, joining us on the phone from Hummelstown, our friend Dale Eberhardt. Good morning to you, Dale.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you on the phone. Dale is with Voices of Ukraine. Dale, before we find out about your ministry, anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Absolutely. I've got several friends in the listening area. I just want to point out and say hello to Brian and Shelley Smith and Tim and Lisa McBratney and Stacy Miller.
Now, you were in Ukraine for how many years with Send International, Dale?
I was there for 18 years.
Wow. Amazing. And you must have seen amazing ministry while you were there.
I did. I was definitely there at a time when the country was in great transition, having come out of the Soviet Union and working towards its independence and setting up a democracy and so many changes.
That's amazing. Now tell us how, about Voices of Ukraine and how that came to be and what you guys do.
Well, I've been back in the States since December of 2018. I got 2017. I got married that year, but I've kept in touch, of course, with everyone over there. And so when the invasion happened on February 24th, I was very devastated and shocked and just trying to find out any information I could about all of my friends that were still in Ukraine. And as I would get information about people, I would start to post it on Facebook and say, you know, I have a friend in Kiev that's trying to get out. Would you pray for them? I have a friend that's a family sitting in a car waiting in line at the border. They've been there for 8 hours and they still no end in sight. Would you pray for them? Then I would get requests from people saying, we've got orphans in the center of Ukraine and we don't know how to get them to Romania. There's help for them there. Do you know anyone that could come and pick them up? And I just found myself in the middle of a lot of things that were going on. And the prayer requests that I was posting online, I got such great feedback from people, how much they appreciated being able to pray specifically for people. And I was very burdened to continue that and actually took a leave of absence from my job in order to spend time working on that full time.
Wow.
And developed a prayer letter list and Zoom phone calls with Ukrainians and just helping to facilitate donations of funds, because people would often say to me, you know, is this a good organization? If I send money here, can I trust it's going to get to Ukrainians?
Right.
And so I just started developing a list of, you know, people and ways to contribute to their needs. Helping a lot with gasoline because it is very hard to get and very expensive. Ukrainians are getting a lot of donations from Europe, but they need help getting it distributed once it gets into Ukraine. And it was kind of in the middle of all of this that Vita and Alexander, friends of mine since 2012, wanted to come here to be a voice for Ukraine and help to raise funds. And then the Lord just opened the floodgates with financial support and miraculously brought them here.
That's amazing.
And we decided to organize and make a nonprofit to continue this work.
And I know we're going to talk to Alexander coming up, but I know one of your special fundraisers is built around Ukrainians' Independence Day coming up the end of August. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. August 24th, 1991 is when Ukraine declared independence from the Soviet Union. And this, of course, is a very important day for all Ukrainians. I think even more so right now because they're still fighting to keep that independence secure. And so I was praying about how we could help in this and to commemorate that independence. And God laid it on my heart to start a fundraiser for 31 families in Ukraine that we know. And I had a number God put in my head, but I was afraid to even say it out loud. And so I said at our team meeting that I wanted to raise $100 for 31 different families. And that was not the number God put in my head. But my husband said, I think it should be $1,000 for each family.
Wow.
Like, yeah, that's the number that God put in my head, wow. But I was afraid to say it out loud. So we're praying that God will provide $1,000 for 31 different families to help provide money for food and clothing and gasoline and medical care and just so many different things to help. Some of them are trying to keep businesses going in Ukraine and farms and things like that. So lots of contacts.
If our listeners want to find out how they could pray or if they're interested in helping meet the needs of these 31 families, can they visit you online? Can they find out that information there?
Absolutely. We are very blessed to have someone help us set up a website, and it just went on yesterday. It's Voices for Ukraine, V-O-I-C-E-S, and then the number 4, and U-K-R-A-I-N-E, Voices, number 4, Ukraine.org.
Voices for, the number 4, Voices for Ukraine.org. Check it out. Find out about praying for these folks in Ukraine. Find out about what you can do to help these 31 families to commemorate the 31st Independence Day of Ukraine. Coming up, we're going to talk more with Voices of Ukraine. We're going to get to talk to Alexander Levantsev, so stick around for that. That is on the way. Also, more music. We'll play the Whom Shall I Fear song we've been playing from Pastor Mark Sergeyev and Tommy Iceland on the way, too.